This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Exposure to wildfire smoke and other kinds of air pollution increases the symptoms of mental illness in young people. That's in a new study from CU Boulder. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers analyzed brain development data from 10,000 people ages 9 to 11 in 1 year. The more days they were exposed to unsafe levels of fine particulate matter, the more likely they were to experience depression, anxiety, and other symptoms up to a year later. The study is published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver is investigating three strip clubs over claims of wage theft. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the city auditor's office is using its new subpoena power for the first time.
The city auditor is investigating if the strip clubs misclassified workers to avoid providing overtime, sick leave, and proper pay. But the clubs did not turn over employee contracts and payment records. So the auditor is now subpoenaing them using expanded powers granted by city council earlier this year. A lawyer for the clubs denied the claims and called the move unlawful overreach that they plan to fight in court. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon and his wife Natalie say they are donating $1 million to the Children's Hospital of Colorado. McMahon and his wife are new parents themselves. Part of the donation will go to a hospital endowment that gives out funds to help families make ends meet as they care for ailing children. McMahon and the Rockies host the Arizona Diamondbacks in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.